We pick it up at Daniel chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts on my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore, I issued a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers came in, and I told them the dream, but they could not make known to me its interpretation. A king at rest in his house, a king flourishing in his palace. This is Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. In chapter 1, he besieged Jerusalem. Daniel 1, verses 1 to 4, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house that is the temple of God, which he carried to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the house, into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpen is the master of the eunuchs to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. Take note, and the Lord gave. Among the young men that were taken to Babylon, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These young men, in the thick of Babylon, purposed in their hearts that they would not defile themselves. Oh, the Lord blessed them for their consecration and their devotion. And in the physical, a difference. These four men set above the rest. Verse 17 records, these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Verses 19 to 20, the king interviewed them. And among them, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. We need pieces of the history to part the present. Chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. The magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, none could interpret the dream. Daniel 2, verses 10 to 13, the Chaldeans answered the king and said, there is not a man on earth who can tell the king, who can tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things of any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. It is a difficult, it's a rare thing that the king requests, and there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this reason, the king was angry and very furious and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went out, and they began killing the wise men. And they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. We're tracking fast today. None could interpret the dream. But God reveals Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time. Time granted. And so Daniel and his three friends begin seeking mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret so that they might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed. Revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Oh, Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And so off to see the king. Daniel 2, verses 27 to 28. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king, but there is a God in heaven. There is a God of heaven who reveals secrets." Daniel goes on to explain the dream, and he finishes off by saying, verse 45, "The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure." Daniel 2, verses 46 to 49, "Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, 'Truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret.' Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king, in the king's court." Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Chapter 1, the Lord gave. Chapter 2, the Lord revealed. I mean, you fell on your face. You opened your mouth and declared, "God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, revealer of secrets." Chapter 3, the image of gold. What are you doing? Setting up an image? An image of gold? A golden god. Daniel 3, verse 1, "Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits, about 90 feet, and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, dwelling in the province of Babylon. The king sends word that there be a gathering. The satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image. Daniel 3, 4 to 7, then a herald cried aloud with strength, that is, to you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship, oh Lord, shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, and symphony, with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's falling. Everybody's falling down. And everybody's worshiping? Ah, Nebuchadnezzar, what's the deal, man? We know the history. We know the true story, fact, not fiction. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refuse to fall. Refuse to fall down. Refuse to bow down. Refuse to worship. Daniel 3, 14 to 15, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you're ready, another chance. If you're ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made good, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace, and who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Love the answer. Love their answer. Verses 16 to 18, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Ah, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Chapter 1, the Lord gave. Chapter 2, the Lord revealed. You fell on your face. You opened your mouth and declared, God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, revealer of secrets. And you're about to find out that this is the God who delivers. Nebuchadnezzar is full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Crank up the furnace 7 times. Bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them in. Bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verses 22 and 23, the king's command was urgent, harsh, and the furnace exceedingly hot. The flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. These boys fell down bound into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace, and all the rest falling down, bound, worshiping a gold image. And what are the other young people? The other young people that were taken from Jerusalem to Babylon with them when it was besieged. Were they falling down and worshiping too? Get ready. Verses 24 to 25, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, his high officials, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Chapter 1, the Lord gave. Chapter 2, the Lord revealed. Chapter 3, the Lord delivered. God gave. God revealed. God delivered. Remember. You fell on your face. You opened your mouth and declared, God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, revealer of secrets. And now listen to you. Look, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Fourth man in the fire. Verses 26 to 30, then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth door of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted, caused to prosper. The king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, revealer of secrets. I see the form of the fourth like the Son of God. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There is no other God who can deliver like this. True. True words. You've declared right, Nebuchadnezzar. God of gods. But is he your God? Lord of kings. But is he your Lord? Son of God. But is that it? Blessed be the God of. But will you bless him? And as your God. There is no other God who can deliver like this. But what about those other gods? Nebuchadnezzar, the Lord gave. The Lord revealed. You've witnessed his delivering power. But those lines, they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. They. But what of you, Nebuchadnezzar? Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But what about you? Is he your God too? I mean, you sink. The God who gave, the God who revealed, the God whose delivering power has been witnessed firsthand would be his God by now. They should not worship any other God. Anyone who speaks against their God shall be cut in pieces and their houses made an ash heap. Nebuchadnezzar, may Nebo protect the crown. Will you ever change? You've given God praise, but will you ever praise God? You've offered lip service, but what about life service? Does he need to give more? Reveal more? Deliver more? Is it Nebo protecting the crown, or is it Nebuchadnezzar? You said he was God of gods and Lord of kings. He is. But will you cast down your crown before him? Chapter 4, 1-7, Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked. Worked for me. How great are his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts on my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore I asked, I issued a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers came in, and I told them the dream, but they did not make known to me the interpretation. A king at rest in his palace, flourishing. I saw a dream. You've seen dreams before. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts on my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Oh, what are you going to do? Call on the God who reveals? Therefore, I issued a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Verse 7, then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers came in, and I told them the dream, but they did not make known to me its interpretation. Are you surprised? You've been here before. Verses 8 to 9, but at last Daniel came before me. His name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God. In him is the spirit of the holy God. And I told the dream before him, saying, Belteshazzar, chief of the musicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in you and no secret troubles you, explain to me the visions of my dream that I have seen and its interpretation. But at last Daniel Why are you still bothering with magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, soothsayers? Well, Daniel's here now. At last, Daniel came before him. Daniel, his name Belteshazzar, according to the name of your God? Your God. And in Daniel, the Spirit of the Holy God. Nebuchadnezzar lays out the visions. In verse 18, this dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able, for the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. Daniel goes on to explain the dream. Daniel 4, 19 to 27, then Daniel, whose name is Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached to the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were lovely and its fruit abundant, in which was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heaven had come, had their home. It's you, O King. You have grown and become strong, for your greatness is grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion to the end of the earth. And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beasts of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you till you know. Till you know. That the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. And inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and the roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after. After you come to know that heaven, God, rules. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous in your iniquities, by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening, that is a prolonging of your prosperity. Till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. Inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and the roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules. Nebuchadnezzar, break off your sins by being righteous and your iniquities by showing mercy. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. The Lord gave. The Lord revealed. The Lord delivered. God gave. God revealed. God delivered. Remember, you fell on your face, you opened your mouth and declared, God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, the revealer of secrets. Remember, look, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. God gave, God revealed, God delivered, and now humiliation. Daniel 4, 28 to 33. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, is not this great Babylon? that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty. While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times, possibly years, shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives power to whomever he chooses. That very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Why didn't you take Daniel's advice? Why wasn't it acceptable to you? Look at you now. Driven from men, eating grass like an ox. Your body wet with the dew. Even here, the kindness of the Most High, the ruler of heaven and earth. Yes, your body wet with the dew of heaven. Look at your hair. It's growing. Your nails. Feathers. Claws. A king. A little K king. A man. An ox. And what of an eagle? What were these days like? The time? Driven from men, eating grass like an ox, far from the table you once ate at, humbled, this humbling, this humiliation, grass on the tableland, even this grass, the provision of heaven, dew from heaven on the body, and here a new look. A new look beginning to appear. Eagle feathers, birds, claws. Enough to humble a man? Enough to turn them into an eagle of a man? Enough to see one praise God? A holy humiliation. Verses 34 to 37, and at the end of the time, days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" At the same time, my reason returned to me. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me, and I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways are justice, and those who walk in pride. He is able to put down. God gave. God revealed. God delivered. God humiliated. Humbled. The God who restores. Verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride he is able to put down. You're flying now. You're soaring. The God who gives, the God who reveals, the God who delivers, the God who humbles, the God who restores. the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth, his ways justice. And you know, I have to say, thank God. And every time we look in the mirror, thank God that the Nebuchadnezzar staring back at us who walked in pride, the Lord put down. The Wycliffe Bible, now therefore I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and magnify and glorify the King of heaven, for all his works be true and all his ways be dooms. And he may make meek or make low them that go in pride. And so now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and magnify and glorify the King of heaven, for all his works be true and all his ways be right and just. And he can humble or make low all those who go in pride. I know now. I know now that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. I know that heaven rules. Turn to the next chapter. And you have a new king. The son of Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar. Bel. Protect the king. He's having a feast with 1,000 of his lords. Foolish king. And foolishness and what accumulated foolishness had been. He tastes the wine and he calls for the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem. He calls for them to be brought. Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple, the house of God, which had been in Jerusalem. And the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Writings on the wall. The writings on the wall. The fingers of a man's hand appear and write opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. We need an interpretation. Daniel 5, 6 to 7. Then the king's countenance changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. The king cried aloud with strength to bring the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a gold chain around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Your father knew. Your father knew. The God who gives. The God who reveals. The God who delivers. The God who humbles. The God who restores. What happened to you, son? Well, no one can interpret. And so the queen speaks up, verses 10 to 12. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet hall. The queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas, that is, untying knots, were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Daniel's brought in, he explains the writing on the wall. Daniel 5, 26 to 29, the interpretation of each word, mene, and twice. God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then Belteshazzar gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Verse 30, that very night. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain. If you had a father who knew, if you had a father who knew the God who gives, the God who reveals, the God who delivers, the God who humbles, the God who restores, what's the trouble, son? Worship ministry, please come. Kingship can get to a man. To any man. Imagine praising the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. The turn of a page. Wake up, Belshazzar. Before the writing's on the wall. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. He's given to you. Was there a time when God revealed or when this king witnessed the delivering power of Almighty God? I mean, he knew of his father's deliverance, his father's restoration. Had the Lord tried humbling the man? Many, many. But you know what? The Lord can humble, humiliate, but some won't make like Nebuchadnezzar. They're so stubborn, so hard, so cold, prideful. Full of it. It must have been the final straw. Here they are partying with the vessels of the Lord, worshiping the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Whatever the history, the writing was on the wall now. God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. You've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. People, in our lifetime, every person's lifetime, every little K king's lifetime, little Q queen, the Lord is present. The God who gives. Yes, the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. The God who reveals, however this may come. The God who delivers. You know, so many have witnessed the delivering power of God even firsthand, or have been told stories or heard testimonies, perhaps read the Bible at some point, perhaps heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The God who humbles, force and forces at work to render us humiliated, rightly humbled, righteously humbled, a holy work. And so what's the trouble, Father? What's the trouble, son? What's the trouble, mother? What's the trouble, daughter? Can you hear the words of Daniel today, this day? Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous and your iniquities by showing mercy. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. Lord God, Lord, if we don't heed the words, may we rise from the necessary humiliation. The message I'm singing. I, Nebuchadnezzar, singing and praising the King of Heaven. Everything he does is right, and he does it the right way. He knows how to turn a proud person into a humble man or woman. We still have to humble ourselves. A choice, a choosing, seeing the humiliation we are. Or have become. Son, daughter, what's the trouble? He is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, revealer of secrets, God who delivers, God who humbles, God who restores. And what's the need today? This day. Go to God. Quit with the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, soothsayers, etc., and the Spirit shall speak. Boys, young people, men, all of us, don't forget who you are in the midst, in the thick of Babylon. Confusion. Babylon. Confusion. Confusion by mixing. This old world's likened to Babylon. We got a Babylonian system at work in our world right now. Confusion. Remember who you are. Remember where you came from. Remember who you are in the midst, in the thick of Babylon. Babylon, confusion by mixing. Don't get mixed. Don't get mixed up. Confusion. And pretty soon we got confused Christianity in the next generation, and there's no such thing as confused Christianity. There's just Christianity. So don't get mixed up. Don't get mixed up. And remember your God-given names. Daniel, God is my judge. Hananiah, God has favored. Mishael, who is what God is? Azariah, Jehovah has helped. Whom Jehovah aids. Your children of Judah, remember who you are. You're not children of Babylon. Wake up. Your children of Judah. Somebody needs to hear that today. Your children of Judah. Remember who you are. Remember your name. Don't get confused. Don't get mixed up. Don't get mixed up.